each day, almost every day, I get pitched by a company or a person that would like to be on the Nomics, on the Flippening podcast. So our most popular podcast, the one that is reliably getting over 25,000 downloads per episode. Often it's over 50,000 downloads per episode. And sometimes it's a PR firm that reaches out, and I never really entertain those requests. I only talk to folks who are looking to book themselves on the podcast. But actually, there's only been one attempt so far from someone who's approached me about being on the podcast that, you know, that where that has converted into an actual interview. So I wanted to share kind of my thinking on this. So rule number one, or sort of guideline number one that I take into consideration is the person who would be interviewed, are they the ones reaching out? If so, that's good. And we, you know, we can proceed. It's not someone on their PR team. It's not, you know, someone in marketing who's looking to book their CEO who may or may not have any desire to be on the podcast or who may or may not have ever heard of it. I think, you know, another thing that we take into consideration is, have we done an episode recently on the topic that they would want to talk about? This often can trip up the process because very frequently people will reach out right after we interviewed a competitor, right? So we'll interview a competitor, we'll get them on the show, and then a bunch of other people in the same industry will want to reach out. And it's like, I don't want to do a bunch of podcasts on this one topic. Our audience doesn't want to hear it. There's not going to be a lot of net new information. So kind of the next thing that we take into consideration is, does this project or company or whoever's reaching out, do they have a product that's live and usable by the public? So there's so much speculative activity in this space. There's a lot of people building new things who have been building new things for a long time. And we're not looking to have conversations with projects that don't have something tangible that's available for the product to consume. So if they're, you know, if they're a crypto hedge fund, they have to be a hedge fund that's live and taking limited partners. If, you know, if it's a product, a fintech product, it has to be a product that is available to the public, even if it's just a public beta, right? It has to be at least at that stage in order to, in order to move forward. The next thing is that we are unwilling to be part of people's launch plans. So, you know, if you're gearing up for a big launch, you know, usually if you're gearing up for a big launch, the thing that you're launching doesn't exist yet, right? So it isn't available to the public at large. And, you know, in those cases, we just don't want to be part of someone's launch event campaign or planning, unless they want to be a sponsor, in which case, we're that's something we're open to talking to. But in terms of content on the podcast itself, the dust has to have settled on the launch of whatever you're doing, because again, we're not here to be part of people's marketing agendas. We're here to educate the space. If you want to do marketing with us, that's what our paid sponsorships are for. So once we've gotten past that, you know, all of these hurdles, right? I'm hearing from the person themselves. It's not about a topic that we recently covered. The dust has settled on a product launch, and the product is publicly available and consumable by the general public, or at least some subsection of the general public. Maybe it's just accredited investors. But once we're past that, the questions I ask myself are, does having this person on the podcast, will it increase the chances that someone who's never heard of our podcast and sees an interview with a given person, does having them on increase the chances that someone who's never heard of us will listen to the episode? This isn't a hard requirement. It's just something I take into consideration. If they aren't someone, you know, that represents an established brand that the community finds very interesting, or if they aren't themselves a personal brand that the community finds interesting, the next question I'll ask is, is this person, do they have deep insider knowledge on a topic that is otherwise opaque to participants in the space? And are they willing to share deep knowledge, right? Are they willing to metaphorically, open the kimono? I wish I had a better metaphor, but are they willing to really be transparent about things that other people aren't transparent about in a way that makes the space more accessible, that makes their particular domain more accessible? I think a good example of that is the OTC desk episode we did with Kevin Zhu from Galois Capital. Galois does a bunch of volume, but they don't have a huge brand name necessarily. But Kevin was very willing to speak with us with quite a bit of depth about what was happening and share things that others weren't willing to share. I guess an example of some, you know, maybe a more known brand was the interview we did with Coinbase about Coinbase custody. So is the personal brand or the brand that someone represents, is it inherently interesting to someone who's never heard of us? And if not, are they willing to really share things that other people aren't, including maybe some of, you know, controversial things or things that other people aren't willing to talk about? And then, you know, kind of the final thing that fits in this qualitative category is, does the potential interview guest, does the topic that we'd cover with them fit within a current theme that we're covering? So right now we're doing a lot of interviews with different types of exchanges and different types of venues where exchange takes place, right? So that's why we covered OTC desks. And then finally, am I deeply curious about the topic? I think one of the things that people appreciate about the Flippening podcast is that the interview questions are good. And the interview questions are good because I spent a lot of time researching them. And I spent a lot of time researching them because I am deeply curious about the topic that's being covered. So I think I really, really suck as an interviewer when I'm not interested. And I think when I don't personally care about something, that really comes through. And I just don't want the folks who spend their time listening to the Flippening podcast, I just don't want them to detect in my voice that I just don't really care that much about the topic being covered. I think the exception to all of this is if someone is a partner of ours and we have a close connection with them, and I know they know things that our audience would want to hear, and I know that because I've spoken with them at length about those things. Then we'll have them on, and that can be an exception to some of the guidelines that I mentioned above. But in those instances, I will always disclose that they're a partner. I've never done any paid interviews. I will never do any paid interviews. If there is, sometimes for sponsors, we'll put like maybe a 30-second interview blurb with a sponsor. We'll talk to their CEO or someone from their team, and we'll put that message from them in the podcast. But by and large, this is really how someone gets on the Flippening podcast. So please keep this in mind. I thought I'd share this information with folks that subscribe to this podcast, the Nomics Update. But I also plan on using this content to give to folks who approach me about being on the show. I hope this was helpful. Let me know if you have any questions that you'd like to ask. My Telegram handle, you can reach me on Telegram at claytelegram.com. And if you leave me a voice message there, then there's a chance that I'll respond to that during a Nomics update. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.